I'm Chris Parks with a check of news on KJAN. The Council Bluffs Police Department reports an accident occurred on Friday night at the I-80 eastbound entrance ramp at Highway 6 involving a tractor-trailer and vehicle. At 6:44 p.m., officers responded to the scene and determined that the tractor-trailer had mistakenly taken the Highway 6 exit and was attempting to get right back on the interstate. As the semi was traveling across the traffic lanes of Highway 6, it broadsided a vehicle that was traveling northbound. The northbound lanes of Highway 6 were shut down while the accident was investigated. The driver of the vehicle was taken to UNMC in Omaha for treatment of unknown injuries. The accident is being investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department Traffic Unit, and no names are being released at this time. A T-bone-style crash in Atlantic on Friday afternoon resulted in one person suffering minor injuries. According to Atlantic Police, the accident at 7th and Elm Streets occurred at around 12:14 p.m. The injured driver was transported to Cass Health. No names were immediately released. Cass EMS, the Atlantic Fire Department, and the Cass County Sheriff's Office assisted the Atlantic Police Department at the scene. The APD also provided updates on two accidents that took place on Wednesday. The first took place at around 5:10 p.m. between Culligan Water and the Atlantic Fire Department buildings. Authorities say a vehicle driven by Estuardo Lam of Atlantic was pulling out of a driveway at 1307 Southwest 7th Street in an attempt to turn north onto Southwest 7th Street. A vehicle driven by Travis Fletcher of Griswold was traveling southbound on 7th Street when Lam pulled out in front of him. Fletcher was transported to Cass Health to be checked out for non-life-threatening injuries. Lam was transported by a private vehicle to the hospital to be checked out. Damage from the collision amounted to $24,000. And a little after 9 p.m. Wednesday, a motorcycle operated by Onisimo Garcia of Atlantic was traveling west in the 600 block of 7th Street near Laurel Street when he became unbalanced. Garcia tried to correct the situation but ended up losing control of the cycle before he crashed. He was taken to Cass Health for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Damage to the motorcycle was estimated at $700. Atlantic Police report two arrests this past week as well. On Thursday, 37-year-old Nicole Price of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for domestic abuse assault. She was booked into the Cass County Jail. And last Sunday, 33-year-old James Erickson of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. He was cited and released on the scene. A Ringgold County man was arrested Friday in connection with an incident that took place on Wednesday in Redding. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Office reports 37-year-old Jeffrey Robert Overholzer of Redding was arrested at around 11 a.m. for assault causing injury. Overholzer appeared before a magistrate and was released after posting bond. The Iowa Economic Development Authority Board has approved state tax breaks for a company in Council Bluffs that makes bingo cards, pull tab tickets, and other products used by lotteries and charities. Two other companies are getting tax breaks for expansion projects in Lakeview and Story City. The Pollard Games facility in Council Bluffs will undergo a nearly $9.5 million project expansion. The company plans to introduce new product lines and hire 151 more people when the project's completed. Evapco in Lakeview makes products for the international cooling and industrial refrigeration markets. Its $12.5 million expansion is expected to lead to the creation of 83 new jobs. And state officials say Dose Steelworks has outgrown its current facility and is getting state tax breaks as it converts a facility in Story City to manufacture its trailers. The company plans to spend $4.7 million on the project and create 14 new jobs. And a massive COVID-friendly beef processing facility is planned for southwest Iowa that promises to create hundreds of jobs and boost the region's economy by more than $1 billion a year. Project developer Chad Tentinger is founder and owner of TenCorp, a cattle industry construction firm with offices in Des Moines and Marcus. The newly formed Cattlemen's Heritage Beef will construct the $325 million plant in Mills County.
It'll be the first state-of-the-art new facility built in western Iowa in more than two generations. We will employ up to 750 workers, and our estimated annual economic impact is $1.1 billion to the local economy.
Tentinger says the plant will fill a critical gap between conglomerates and undersized lockers that aren't equipped to meet the needs of consumers, producers, or retailers. He notes several years of weak cattle markets and strong retail prices demonstrate that now is the ideal time to build.
What we've seen over the last 2 years with obviously interruptions in the economy has shown that over the last 20 years, we have added capacity through feedlots in the Midwest with high-quality cattle, and we just simply have not kept up with the capacity to process those cattle.
A news release says workers at the plant will have an average annual wage of $55,000 plus benefits. At capacity, Tettinger says the facility will be able to process up to 1,500 head of cattle per day.
I think a large portion will come from Iowa, but I think just based on location, obviously we will draw out of eastern Nebraska and eastern South Dakota also.
The coronavirus outbreak forced a temporary closure of some Iowa meatpacking plants last year with deadly outbreaks among the workforce. Tettinger says this plant will be built with the advantage of having seen what's happened with COVID-19.
Larger spacing, more room inside the plant, layout, taking all that into consideration. So state-of-the-art, new equipment, new spacing, new requirements. It will be the first plant built with COVID-friendly in mind.
The facility will be built along Interstate 29 in Mills County near the Pottawatomie County line and south of Council Bluffs. Construction is to begin in the spring of 2022 with opening in the winter of 2023. That's a look at the latest in news. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.